BJ and Jamie.
All right, I got some really bad news. Well, Jamie and I both have bad news for everybody, for the hundreds of thousands of people that were waiting on us to deliver to you the McRib sandwich.
Yeah. Sorry. So sorry. We had a dream.
Yeah.
We had a dream.
We spoke to Cody yesterday. Cody's down in Castle Rock.
Yeah.
Working for a realty company. What's the realty company again, Sean? Do you have that written down?
I sure do.
Give them a little plug.
The name of that company was McKinsey Jackson Real Estate.
Yeah.
All right, Cody had made a run to the border, well, to the New Mexico border, to pick up the McRib sandwich for a bunch of his friends, 100 sandwiches. And we spoke to him because it went viral. We spoke to him yesterday, and he offered to go do it for us, for our listeners, and come here to the parking lot and give away the sandwich. So great guy. Just a great guy.
Love you, Cody.
Cody's a good man.
But, Cody, guess what? We live in a world of corporate America.
Yeah.
And they have rules about food poisoning.
Our lawyers are afraid we're going to... Yeah, poison
well,
somebody.
Here's what here's what came down. I have the memo. I'll give you a synopsis. I forgot what the memo said exactly, but it basically said that it was putting people's lives at risk,
yeah,
if there were McRib sandwiches for 3 hours in the trunk of a car.
I thought when I saw the memo yesterday, because we left here thinking there was a chance.
Oh yeah, for
and then
sure.
Jamie and I get this email. It's like first we get a text. Go check your email. Oh my gosh,
yeah,
we've got a decision from corporate.
Yeah,
and when it started out, hey, you two idiots.
Yeah, well, it didn't say idiots.
I knew then it was going to be bad news.
It didn't say idiots.
Hey, you two idiots. What the hell are you thinking?
But it did use a weird word that I thought was funny in the corporate world: gastrointestinal issues.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny to put in an email to tell us no.
Yeah.
That they also included the words gastrointestinal issues.
Because it makes them look a lot smarter. They could have easily said the poopskies.
Right.
They could have easily said it. But no.
No, they didn't say it.
No, so
we got an official letter from the big guys that said literally 3.5 hours to go get a McRib.
Yeah.
And then 3.5 hours to bring it back. So the meat would be sitting in the back of a trunk for 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
And they didn't feel like that this was.
No. They didn't even take into account that it's covered in that sauce, and that sauce is going to preserve it.
Seal it.
But
exactly.
They're like, no, we can't take that chance. What if somebody throws up in the parking lot?
Yeah.
Well, so who cares?
I feel like a McRib could stand 3.5 hours
before
consumption.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I would eat one. I'd be like the test dummy.
Me too.
Well, yeah.
I'm in it. Yeah. I'm in.
I mean, as they started to say it, it was kind of grossing me out. To be honest with you, I'm like, yeah, what were we thinking? That we were going to give out sandwiches from the back of a car after being in a car for 3.5 hours. Nobody really wants that. I'm going to go ahead and agree with
them. I thought it was a great idea.
Yeah.
I thought Cody was wonderful to suggest that he would go make the run for us.
Yeah.
And then the big kibosh comes down.
I guess there's some lawsuits that could happen if they got some kind of stomach thing.
Hey, Sean, will you let Cody know what the verdict was?
Because
we haven't spoken to him.
Yeah,
just tell him.
And I messaged him yesterday and back and forth about how we're still trying to work it out.
Oh, this is so sad.
So I made him aware that we were waiting on a legal decision.
You want to call him real quick?
Sure.
Just see if he's available.
I thought that you and I agreed to something, though, but long time ago, 6 years ago. I thought you and I agreed. What's the saying? Don't get permission. Mission, ask later or something.
Yeah.
What's that thing called?
It's, what is it?
Don't ask.
Do it and ask for permission later.
Yeah,
something
like that.
Ask for apology. But
we live in a corporate world, guys. If you start pushing the envelope, we're going to be fired, man. I mean, just like that. And it's not worth a McRib sandwich to get fired.
But they sure are delicious, I hear.
Family to feed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, let's get to these scooters. That you saw everywhere this week. Oh, is Cody there? Let's tell him real quick.
Okay, what just happened?
Hang on, Jamie.
Okay.
Of course I'm here.
Oh!
Jamie, what's up?
Cody!
Hey, Cody. Cody, I know you're excited. Cody, turn around.
You just couldn't stop thinking about it.
Hey, Cody, if you're headed to New Mexico right now to get the McRibs, turn around.
Turn around.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not allowed to have them in your trunk for 3.5 hours.
Well, I mean, that kind of makes sense, right?
Why didn't you say that yesterday?
Well, I'm not just going to say no. That seems like a terrible opportunity. I mean, I didn't get a beautiful wife by just rolling over. You got to try.
Well, Cody, I guess food poisoning is a big issue.
Yeah, and
you know, like I said, trunk sandwiches. I mean, mystery meat, that's a liability in itself.
Yeah.
Putting mystery meat sandwiches in the back of a trunk for 2+ hours.
Yeah.
I could see how somebody in the legal department would see that as a problem.
Wow. Wow, but yeah, your company did it.
you're doing a complete 180.
Yeah, I don't get this. I don't get this.
Yesterday
at all.
You were gung ho, yeah, and it's safe and it's great. And today you're agreeing with corporate America, dude.
DJ, Jamie, nobody asked me about the health of the McRib. It's a McRib, so, and I made jokes about it, and I said yesterday that after doing this all, maybe there should have been a waiver in there because, you know, it gets a little... Well, now that we know that it's not going to happen, I can actually tell you guys the truth about the McRib run, okay?
Okay.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
Oh, no.
By the way, none of this was in any of the reports I saw on TV or anywhere, Cody. All right, give us the scoop. What happened?
And that is very true because I wasn't going to let the dream die, but now I can. So the four of us were laughing about this because I haven't been eating bad. So... my wife is a vegetarian. She's making me eat very clean. I haven't been eating a bunch of processed stuff, but I went down to get the McRib, right? And you can't not have it. I hope you see where this is going. I made it maybe 40 minutes up the highway before I made them pull over, and there was no more McRib for me. I had to pull over again at the Pueblo Reservoir, or at the Pueblo Rest Area, before we even got home because I was sick. The McRib got me sick.
No.
I don't think we should air this part.
Oh, wow. Cody, we got to go.
We're super busy.
Cody, okay, yeah, we're really busy.
Okay, thank you.
I love you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Yeah. No, I'm loving it. Not I love you. I'm loving it. That's what you're supposed to say.
Yeah, okay. We got,
I'm loving it.
This is bad.
Thank you, Cody. Yeah. We'll see you, Cody. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, bad for you.
There goes Cody.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's bad. Don't do that.
Wow. He gives us the full scoop.
Yeah, he did.
Well,
yeah,
3.5 hours in the trunk of a car. Any meat. I don't care what it is. Yeah. No matter where you get it. It's risky.
Yeah, it doesn't matter anything it is. I mean, we're not even going with the whole corporate, you know, who that was. It was like, you put a piece of chicken back there.
Yeah.
For three. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are.
Man, you know what I hate about this, though? It makes our boss look brilliant. Sean, are you high?
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.